My name is Brittany. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control. Hey, guys. So my story is one of Christ's relentless pursuit of me, despite my continued disobedience. When I walked through the doors of regeneration for the first time and started to process why I was there, I realized that I had been in a relationship since I was in the sixth grade. As long as I can remember, I've looked to relationships with men to fulfill me and to gain a sense of control over my life. Now, by the grace of God, I grew up in a family where my grandmother was a therapist, and I was acutely aware of why my upbringing affected my present-day actions. I knew that I had abandonment issues due to the instability faced in my childhood through a series of divorces in my family. What I didn't realize, however, is that due to the feeling of abandonment deep within my heart, I made relationships an idol, and I would go to great lengths to control these relationships to ensure they played out exactly according to my plans. To let you in on what that looked like, I was essentially a chameleon with whatever my present circumstance was, controlling everybody's perception of me at every turn. Growing up, having known Christ and committing my life to him early on in my childhood, I knew how I was supposed to behave, act, and treat others, and I made every effort to behave as a Christian would. A performance-based mentality began to rule my life. I performed the Christian lifestyle, and I was always focused on making sure everyone thought I was the best person. I prided myself on being a good friend, a great daughter and girlfriend, and I was always the person to raise their hand to help out in any situation. Overcommitting has marked my life ever since I can remember. Controlling everyone's perception of me became an art, and I was addicted to the attention and praise brought on by putting on this type of show. The funny thing is about trying to control everyone around you, though, is that it doesn't always work out the way you want it to. When I didn't get my way, I was thrown into a tailspin, battling anxiety and obsessing over any situation that didn't turn out exactly as I had planned. Through Regen, I was able to put another name to this obsession, people-pleasing, and I realized this behavior is not only toxic, but ultimately extremely self-serving. I developed a habit of caretaking over time, attempting to put myself in a place where the people around me couldn't live without me, in an effort to ensure I wouldn't be abandoned by the people that I loved. Desperate to maintain friendships and control others' perception of me, my behavior grew more severe over time, from manipulating others with my faux sincere behavior throughout high school to pushing boundaries sexually and excessively drinking throughout college. I'll never forget the sting of this backfiring on me when I went as far as giving my virginity to someone in desperation to keep the relationship alive, only for them to turn around and leave me shortly thereafter. Despite my parents having instilled in me the importance of abstinence and my valuing my own purity immensely, maintaining control in relationships pushed me to places I vowed that I would never go. Several failed relationships later, I had been dumped, I felt more abandoned than ever, unlovable, and completely broken. All of my efforts had failed, and I was left without anywhere to turn. But God, in his loving kindness, used my rock bottom to expose my selfish sin and show me that I needed to be desperate for Jesus, my Savior, instead of desperate for the approval of others. When I finally made it to Regen, I was done holding back, and I was willing to do anything to change, ready to start walking in the freedom that I knew Christ had given me when I accepted him into my heart such a long time before. I jumped into the first steps without hesitation, ready for whatever God wanted me to learn. I remember being really impatient for God to fix me and to take away my hurt and anger. But then we moved into inventory. I had spent so long convincing everyone else that I was a good person that I actually believed it myself. But God opened my eyes to my sin through step four. I was extremely humbled at the realization of the damage that I had done to others through my selfish actions. Step five, confess, completely changed my relationship with the Lord. I had always known that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, but confessing my specific sins and mourning them with my Heavenly Father brought a completely new meaning to my relationship with Jesus. Moving through the steps, I had feared steps 8 and 9, forgive and amends, since the start of my recovery. Anticipating the step of forgiveness, I wondered, if I truly forgave the past sins against me, would those who had harmed me ever feel remorse? To me, forgiving them would mean I would lose control by not hanging sins over others' heads and giving the justice to God. Romans 12:17-19 says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord." Amends was also particularly daunting as I feared admitting that I didn't have it all under control, that I had been messing up, and that I would need to own parts of my story where I had so comfortably remained a victim for so long. The amazing thing about making it through these steps was that God squelched my fears and was so evidently with me through every tearful prayer of forgiveness and every challenging amends conversation. In steps 10 through 12, I watched God change the desires of my heart through daily devotion to him. Fears about people and situations I would have to confront at the start of Region were totally dissipated. I was more confident of who I was in Christ. My community group would tell you that a testament to this was watching me start a relationship with my now fiancé. My attitude in prayer was, and still is, God, if this is your will, please let this relationship continue, but if not, not my will, but your will be done. Before Region, I would never have trusted God's will for my life to that extent. Now, my story to this point might sound like I've been able to completely turn over my struggle with control over to the Lord and that this habit has been totally kicked. Wrong. What has changed, however, is that when I'm faced with a situation that I feel I need to control, God and my community help me realize my behavior, and I can pray to ask God to help me turn my worries over to him. I now trust 100% that his ways are better than my own, as it says in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. I trust God's ways because I can look back on his faithfulness to me in the past, and in turn, I can cling to his promises to me in my present. I no longer feel that I can go about my life according to my own plans, and I realize my dependence on God daily. I'm currently walking through the steps for a second time as a co-leader of an incredible group of women who encourage me daily with their commitment to recovery, despite any challenges they face. Love you guys. The second time through Regen has been a continuation of learning to trust God to change my heart and thus the way I view my circumstances, not just wanting him to change my circumstances. I am less affected by trials as they come, and I can find joy through pain. Overall, my perspective has shifted from totally self-focused to actively training myself to be God-focused. My desire is to seek his will with all my heart, whereas before I only valued his will if it aligned with the plans I had for myself. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it is that God loves you and he will continue to pursue you despite any and all disobedience. If this is your first night at Regen, welcome. We are so glad you're here. Your November 2019 self will thank you a year from now when you've completed this program and God has equipped you with every tool you will need to fight this battle of life with him by your side. My name is Brittany. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. To God be all the glory for calling me into obedience, redeeming my life, and rewriting my story to align with his will. Thank you.